One of our Frontier 100 companies is from Zimbabwe, Seedco. They do a lot of the maize seed. So from a company standpoint, we have members from Zimbabwe. From the American company standpoint, as you know, the issue right now in Zim is business likes to have some certainty as to what's happening.
Yes.
And certainly on agribusiness, I mean, I don't need to go through all the issues. So the question now is for American business to feel confident enough what the rules of the game are. And what I've seen on the American side is because of the great potential, so I haven't seen big investments going yet, but I think the interest is there and people want to be assured that their investments are secure once they go in.
You mentioned that agribusiness is the business of the future. What can people in agribusiness do to lure U.S. investors into Zimbabwe?
Well, the agribusiness people is people like Seedco and some of our member companies say, hey, there's good business here that we can do, and even with all the political difficulties, we can still help you how to navigate. Because, you know, even me, there's 45 years around the continent. If I say today Zimbabwe, do I feel comfortable? I still am not certain. You know, I need to know. So I would maybe even need some of the education. But that's why people like Seedco or other members of our Frontier 100 can deliver that kind of assurances.